We are in Zivo Shalom on Parshat Achrimot. We're on page Pei Aleph, the piece V'chai Bahem. Pasuk says, "Ushmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai Bahem." You should keep and guard my chukim and my mishpatim, all of my laws, asher yaseh otam ha'adam, which all people should do v'chai Bahem, and you should live by them. Chazal darshu, Chazal say on this Masechet Yoma, v'pasuk v'chai Bahem. Vilo shiamut bahem, right? Very famous Rasha on the Pasuk v'chai bahem. It says v'chai bahem. You should live by them, meaning live by them and not die by them. Meaning you should the mitzvot should bring you to life, but not chas v'shalom to death. Mikan she pikuach nefesh doche et kiyum ha-mitzvot. It's from here that we learn that pikuach nefesh pushes off all of the mitzvot. Meaning if there's an opportunity, meaning if you have a choice between violating a mitzvah and saving a life, you always save a life because the mitzvot were established in order that we live, and chas v'shalom not that we should die. So that's the halachic ramification of the pasuk. Let's see what the Mitzvah Shalom has to say in terms of what we're going to take forward on from a Hasidic level in terms of the pasuk. Unklus targum v'chai b'hem. Unklus says, what is v'chai b'hem? L'chayei alma, meaning for olam haba. V'chein pirush Rashi. Pirush Rashi also says, pebet. Pirush Rashi also says, v'chai b'hem li'olam haba. You should live for them, meaning live for them for olam haba. She'im tomar be'olam hazeh, v'lo sofohu meit. Ela v'chai b'hem li'olam haba. Because he says that if the goal is v'chai b'hem, that you should live by them, and it means for olam hazeh, but at the end of the day in olam hazeh, after 120, everybody comes to a place of death. So what is v'chai bahem? Meaning live by them. What does it mean to live through the mitzvot? To live through them, le'olam haba. The mashma'ut v'chai bahem hi le'olam. Because the idea of what is v'chai bahem? Meaning you will live through them forever. So where will you live through the mitzvot forever? Le'olam haba. V'lechora ha'pirushim ha'ilu sodrim zo et zo. It seems on a simple level that these two explanations go against each other. De'lefi darshav chazal v'chai bahem kayal kiyum ha'mitzvot. That according to Chazal, v'chai b'hem is live here in this world and do the mitzvot. It's focused on olam hazeh. Live by the mitzvot in olam hazeh. V'lefi ha'targum u'pirush Rashi. But according to Targum Unklus and Rashi, kai v'chai b'hem al scharam olam haba. They're focusing on v'chai b'hem is meaning live by them. You will live through the mitzvot in olam haba. So which one is it? It's not just there are two different approaches. They seem to be on the surface in opposition to each other. Od Sarich Peor, we also have to understand. Lefi Targum, according to Targum Unklus, Hare Amru Chazal say, Have Ka Avadim HaMishamshin Et HaRav Shlo Amanat L'Kabal Pras. That when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Olam Hazeh, we're supposed to be like Avadim, like servants, who are serving their master with no intention of receiving reward. We're just meant to serve. We're not serving because we want to get the reward. We're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mazeh with no interest in the reward. We'll still receive it, but that's not our goal. Umadua mafticha Torah kan schar v'chai b'hem l'olam haba. Then what would be then the meaning of the Torah going out of its way to promise us that if you do the mitzvot in this world, then you're guaranteed the schar in the next world? So we have two questions. One is, how do we understand the Gemara as opposed to the Mefarshim? The Gemara which seems to be focusing on olam hazeh, v'chai b'hem, as opposed to Rashi, Unklus, who seem to be focusing v'chai b'hem l'olam haba. And second of all, how do we understand, even within the idea of v'chai b'hem, meaning to enjoy the sachar, we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without focus on the reward? So how do we understand that v'chai b'hem is focused on the reward? Next paragraph. V'yish la'avin, de'be'emet, shnei ha'pirushim elu va'elu divrei Elokim chayim. You have to understand that these two perushim, elu va'elu divrei Elokim chayim, both of them are true. Both of them are bringing out an aspect of truth. And this is where, you know, we're coming up next week on Lag Ba'Omer. So I once heard very beautifully that one of the ways to think about one of the aspects of difference between Torah Tanigleh, which we're learning all the time here in Yeshiva, we're focusing on Gemara, we're focusing on Torah Tanigleh, versus Torah Tanistar, the more hidden side of Torah, Kabbalah, and its expression in Chassidut, is that Torah Tanigleh, like when we're sitting there learning Gemara every morning, so Torah Tanigleh is focused on making distinctions. Machloket. How do we understand the distinction between this and this? What's the farthest reaching boundary of this? The distinction between where this ends and the next thing begins. It's all about definitions, borders, boundaries, defining. I once heard very beautifully, on the flip side, Torah Tanistar is all about, it's all about drawing together. It's all about coming back to a oneness. That the two of them have different goals in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. Torah Tanigleh is focusing on the distinctions within Olam Hazeh. And Torah Tanistar is all about the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu stands at the center of everything. And how do we unify everything back to that oneness? Even when I look at the Gemara and I see a machloket, even when I look here and I see a machloket, seeming machloket between what Chazal say and what the Rishonim say, Yes, on the pshat there's a machloket. But how do I deduce to see that these are really just two different expressions of one eternal truth? Right, that's why when we come to Lag BaOmer, where Torah HaNistar comes out, it's very beautiful. Baruch Hashem, they just announced that this year that Meiron is open for business on Lag BaOmer. That there's going to be no restrictions. Baruch Hashem and Lag BaOmer and Meiron. You go to Meiron. Those of you who are going, I hope you're going. Those of you who are going, yeah, to Meiron on Lag BaOmer, where again this is a celebration of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who brought out the Zohar and he brought out the reality of Sitrei Torah and Kabbalah in a way that we didn't have before, that we didn't understand before, we didn't have access to before in the same way, that you go up there, you're going to see, Bezrat Hashem, you're going to see those who are going up. It's the one day a year where it doesn't matter who's wearing what. All of the superficial distinctions that we make that are meaningless, honestly, in the regular days of the year, the one day a year, not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, not Hanukkah, doesn't matter. There's no other day of year like this. You're going to go up there, you're going to see. It doesn't matter. Black and white and black hat, kippah sruga, no kippah, chiloni, dati leumi, chardal. In the American terms, like, you know, yeshivish, yeshivish light, yeshivish plus, like whatever you want to like distinguish in these crazy ways of distinguishing, it doesn't matter. You go up to Meiron, a guy with no yarmulke and no shoes on, you know, holding hands with like a black hat and a white shirt. Nobody cares. And you're like, why is it not like this all year round? Why not? Because the MS, the essence of Torah HaNistar is coming back, and Torah HaNistar is about unity. And it's an amazing thing to see. People don't even, it's not the kavanah of people go in. That the fire of Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai comes out, the fire of Kabbalah comes out, the fire that leads to the fire of Chassidus comes out, without even realizing it, everybody comes back to being one. Yeah, we're all different, but we're all Jews. Yeah, we're all different, we're all unified around the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you watch it happen in Meiron. You see the beauty of that. And that's, again, it's being brought out here. Meaning, that's not what he's talking about here in terms of Lag BaOmer, but we're coming up on Lag BaOmer, so just to understand that's what this is, where this is coming from. They're both true. And again, we see Machloket in the Gemara. There's two ways to deal with the Machloket in the Gemara when you're learning Gemara in the mornings. You could say the Machloket is, this Rav holds this, and this Rav holds this, son holds this, the son holds that. Or say, no, this ton is bringing out one aspect of it, and this ton is bringing out another aspect of it, and to spend the time also to say, okay, but what unifies them? What brings it together to bring out the underlying unity in terms of that topic? So he's saying here, they're both bringing out the emes of this thing. How so? Shevechai bahem, second line in the second paragraph, on Pei Bet, Shevechai bahem, kolel b'mashma'uto bet devarim. Because Vechai bahem contains two elements to it. Shereishit inyan Vechai bahem, the beginning of the concept of v'chai bahem is to be mekayim the mitzvot, to keep the mitzvot with chius, to keep them with life, not just to live by the mitzvot, but for the mitzvot to be life for you, to mamash let them bring you life, to live through the mitzvot. Shekol mitzvah sheyudim mekayim yikayma b'hitlahavut uvichiyut kol aguf averim. That every mitzvah that a Jew does, to keep it with yislavus, to keep it with fire, and with life, with my whole body, with my whole soul, to mash my whole essence into it, right? To use simple English terms, put my kishkas into it, right? To really get myself into the mitzvah. That's what it's about, to really, really get myself into the mitzvah. Bifchinat kol atzmotai tomarna, Hashem yichamoch, like we're going to quote tomorrow in Nishma on Shabbos. Kol atzmotai tomarna, that all of my bones, down to the deepest part of myself, not just my hands, not just my skin, not just my flesh, down to my bones, down to the center of my being. Kolatz motai tomarna, that even my bones say, Hashem yichamocha, Hashem who is like you, that it permeates my whole being. Kemo shematzinu sha'al mitzvot pratiyot, ne'amar halashon, v'taryag mitzvot atzliyot ba, people who say the Ribono Shel Olam and the Hiratzons before doing a mitzvah. It says there, by every single mitzvah, v'taryag mitzvot atzliyot ba, and all of the 613 mitzvot that are dependent upon this mitzvah, that all 613 are dependent upon each individual mitzvah. Hainu shekol taryag mitzvot tzliyot mitzvah pratit, that all 613 are dependent upon each individual mitzvah. Kach gam b'kiyum mitzvah shebefol, and so too when we're bringing out the mitzvah in action. Gam im kiyuma be'aver misuyam, even though I'm only bringing out this mitzvah with one part of my body. I have to put my whole essence into it. When I put on tefillin, I'm not just being mekayim tefillin with my arm. Yes, that's the one. That's the one of the 613, but I'm taking all 613 parts of myself and I'm putting all of my kishkas into that mitzvah on my arm. I'm putting all of the kishkas into that mitzvah which is on my head. Right? If I go and I'm lighting Shabbos candles on Shabbos, I'm bringing out the Or HaGanuz. I'm not just using two fingers and taking the match and lighting the Shabbos candles. When a woman goes and lights Shabbos candles, she's mom is bringing out with her whole body, her whole soul. That's the only way you're going to bring out the Or HaGanuz when you're lighting the Or Shabbos. It's that you put your whole self into it. The idea is to live by the mitzvah. We've talked about this many times before, but we always got to go over it and go over it and over it, get deeper and deeper into it. Right? We've talked about this before, that where in Israel do you see the word Yotze? On the top of a door. Is that an exit sign? That's one of my mentors once told me, and again, I say it all the time because it like really stuck with me, and I try to like really go over it and live by it. Right? When people always say, okay, how do I be Yotze the mitzvah? You should never ask, how do I be Yotze the mitzvah? Because what does Yotze mean? Yitzia. How do I get out of the mitzvah? We got to start asking, how do I be machnis into the mitzvah? How do I get into the mitzvah? How do I live the mitzvah? So many Jews in today's day and age, we go around and everybody like a robot is just doing what they need to do. Like it's going through a bunch of checkboxes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in a people of robots. He's not interested in that. He doesn't want us just to do the mitzvot. He doesn't want us to just... He expects us to, yes, go through all of Shulchan Aruch. He expects us, yes, to keep all of Shulchan Aruch. But that's just the beginning. I need to know what to do. And then the avodah of a lifetime is to mamish get into that mitzvah and bring my whole being. Every single one of us is different. Every single one of us has a different neshama. Every single one of us has different capacities. Every single one of us has different kochos. And to draw my unique perspective, my unique kochos, my unique capacities, and how do I put my whole being into the mitzvah? You look around the Beis Medrash here. So many different ways of davening, right? You can imagine the different personalities involved, right? There's so many different types of you have people who come and mamish come in and they're sitting there and they're super focused and they come to Shemona Esrei and they mamish, they don't even move. They're just totally focused in the zone. You have people who mamish, you see them davening Shemona Esrei here, they're like jumping up and down and they're flailing their arms and they're mamish getting into it. And little lady, you have people here who are davening Shemona Esrei and they're standing there and you can see that they're like 6,000 miles away in America, right? They're mamish, they're thinking about when am I going to next go to like, you know, back to my favorite restaurant in America for the entirety of Shemona Esrei. And that's it, you can see there's no koach there at all. But you can see, it's a person shuckling like crazy, a person davening benachat, somebody who's in between. You can see somebody who's davening a little bit, pausing, thinking, reflecting, going back in. A person who's just screaming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's crying because they're going through something. Same words. Same exact words. No difference. But it's all the difference in the world. It's about putting your entire being into it. When I put on tefillin on my arm, what's the idea? If you say the Yiratzon before, and you should definitely look at the Yiratzon before you put on tefillin. It's a beautiful, beautiful Yiratzon. That we put it on our arm, that we're binding our hearts and our taivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're saying, I'm binding them up and I'm focusing all my taivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I put it on my head. I'm going to focus all my thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. But all our taivas are different. All our thoughts are different. And if you put on tefillin like you put on tefillin like you put on tefillin, if your taivas are different than his, then you haven't succeeded in tefillin. You haven't lived tefillin. If your thoughts are different than his, and your thoughts are definitely different than his, right? So then, mamish, you're not focusing your thoughts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin? Yes. Check mark, yes. And when you go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're 120, and you say, I put on tefillin, where's my chelek and olam haba? He's going to go, 1 square inch by 1 square inch, check. He can check also. He knows how to check boxes also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very smart. He knows how to check boxes also. You come in and you say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just wanted to serve you closely my whole life. He said, all I wanted to do is give you Olam Haba. There's a huge, go over there, there's this huge open area over there. Go take that place in Olam Haba. It's about getting into the mitzvos. Into the mitzvos. When you're saying a bracha, those of you who are here with the Tu B'Shvat Seder, where I shared a little bit of what I, in my small way, understand in terms of getting into a bracha. And I apologized before into Rav Uri because I knew that he was going to do probably something similar. And he's like, no, you go first. I'm like, no, I think you should go first. No, you go first. I was like, all right, if you're going to make me, I'll do it. And he's like, well, Rav Charnov said a lot of what I was going to say. And then what did he do? He really said something totally different. He took a total, not any reflective approach, but a more meditative approach. And those were two totally different brachot. Two totally different brachot. How you say a bracha. Like we said before, lighting Shabbos candles. Erev Shabbos, you're cooking Lakavit Shabbos. Because it's, again, two different things. You can go, you can make the challahs. So go, you take a bunch of dough, you do it, make the challah, put it in the oven, jump off, challahs for Shabbos. You put your whole being into it. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Are you infusing it with Shabbos? Are you infusing it with Shabbos? It's a whole different thing. How the challah tastes. Is the challah taste like Shabbos, or does the challah taste like dough? That depends on what you put into the mitzvah. There was one time, I think I've told the story before also. There was one time I was by my Rebbe for on a Friday. I stopped by his house on a Friday. And the Rebbetzin was there. And she rolled up her sleeve before the elbow, right? So rolled the sleeve to the elbow. But she got really into this huge vat of dough. She had to make a lot of challahs, a lot of guests on Shabbos. And I looked at her, and in my innocence and stupidity, I looked at her and I was like, you really work in that dough? I was like, why don't you like get a bread machine, you know, to mix the dough? And you have to understand, everything that's said in that house has a pshat level and a sod level. So on a pshat level, she laughs. She's like, no. She's like, a bread machine can't handle this kind of dough. You know, needing this much dough. And on a pshat level, so maybe a bread machine can or can't handle it. On a deeper level, I only understood years later. I was like, I think deeper what she was saying was like, a bread machine can't handle making challah l'kavod Shabbos. It's not how it works. A bread machine can't knead your avoda into the dough. It can't knead your kavana into the dough. It doesn't make Shabbos Kodesh. That's how we need to think when we go to do a mitzvah. Any mitzvah. Any mitzvah we do. How am I bringing myself, my whole being? How am I being not yotzei from the mitzvah, but nichnas into the mitzvah? Not just how does my mitzvah bring me life. How do I bring life to the mitzvah? Whole different way of thinking. Whole different way of thinking. Next paragraph. V'inyan zeh hu gam ha-shoresh v'ha-makor shel v'chai b'hem l'olam hava. He says, but this is also the root and the source of why v'chai b'hem is also understood by the Rishonim to be focused on olam hava. How so? Al dera she'amar harav ha-gadosh mikarlin zekotegin alinu she'shama ki chrizu ba-shamayim she'yudi ha-mekayim et ha-torah v'ha-mitzvot v'shomer shabbat v'chol ha-diktukim. Ach einu margish ta'anuga Shabbat, hare kasher ya'ale le'olam ha'elyon, yitnu lo chelek began Eden al shmirato et ha'Shabbat, ach hu yiyeh sham kisafsal ha'munach began Eden, shegam sham lo yargish klum. Wow, he said way harsher than I said before. Wow, that's really intense. So the Rav HaKadosh Mikarlin said that he once heard that they announced in Shamayim, I'm just quoting what he says, that a Jew who keeps Torah and mitzvos and keeps Shabbos in all of its details, and you look in the beginning of Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, where the Chafetz Chaim there goes on and on about how hard it is just to keep Shabbos halachically correctly. His opening of Chelek Gimel is basically good luck, right? Meaning like it's so hard to keep Hilchos Shabbos. So he says even somebody who goes and keeps mamish every single one of the 30 malachos with all of their millions of details, mamish every single detail he's makbid on. Ach einu margish tanuk Shabbos, but he doesn't feel the oneg Shabbos. He doesn't feel the joy of Shabbos. He's yotzei all of their namalachos, but he's not nichnas into the essence of Shabbos. Hari kasher yaaleh l'olam halyom, when he goes up to Shemayim, yitnu lo chelek began Eden al shmirato that Shabbat. They'll give him a chelek began Eden based on his keeping Shabbos. Ach hu yesh sham, it's his words, kisaf salam unach began Eden. He'll be like a basket just being placed to sit in Gan Eden. Shegam sham lo yargish klum. Where even there also, he's not going to feel anything. You didn't feel anything in Olam Hazeh? In Achinami, I'll pick you up and place in Olam Haba. You won't feel anything here either. That's what the Rav heard announced in Shemayim. In Shemayim, that there was a decree in Shemayim that's the case. Meaning again, you can't get Gan Eden unless you keep the mitzvot. This isn't, we're not knocking keeping the mitzvot, Chas V'Shalom. The only way to truly be an Eved Hashem is through the mitzvot. But to truly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to do the mitzvot. It's to serve Him through the mitzvot, within the mitzvot, to bring the mitzvot to life. That brings to life your Olam Haba as well. Ki ta'anug shel Gan Eden, shebo tzadikim yoshvim v'atiroteim b'roshem v'ne'anim meziv ha'shchina. That the ta'anug in Gan Eden, which we'll see this discussed when we get to the end of Masechet Ta'anit, at the end of the Zman. Not these words exactly, but talking about this concept. That the Ta'anug of Gan Eden, where the tzaddikim are sitting there and the crowns are on their heads and they're enjoying the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. Nimshach, where does that come from? Where does it come from? Nothing in Olam Haba or Olam Hazeh is free. Nothing is for free. If the tzaddikim sit there and they're enjoying the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever, where does that come from? Nimshach me'ata'anug v'achiyut sheyesh liyudi b'kiyum ha'mitzvot b'Olam Hazeh. It's all drawing from the joy and the life that a Jew does in their filling mitzvot b'Olam Hazeh. You bring life to your mitzvot in Olam Hazeh, your mitzvot will bring you life in Olam Haba. If you bring life to your mitzvot in Olam Hazeh, they'll bring you life in Olam Haba. Al yado zocheh litaneg latanug shel Olam Haba. Through that, you're zocheh to the joy of Olam Haba, to the infinite pleasure of Olam Haba. Le'anok miziv ha-shchinah, to enjoy the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch. Eisha geinom notzeret me'esha ta'ava le'avirab Olam Hazeh. So too, again, everything it's a very important point. I think it's at least it resonates with me. That's the way I understand it. Is that very often we focus on schar va'onesh kilu. If I do something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish me. If I do something good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward me. And it's sort of like dissociated. And the way that it was explained to me once, which very much resonated with me, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in like you did something wrong. Okay, like I'm going to find a way to torture you. He's not interested in that. He doesn't want to do that. It's that the whole inyan of life. Of bechira chofshit, which is the centerpiece of humanity. The Ramchal defines that in Chelak Aleph Perak Gimel, the first oath in Derech Hashem, that the essence of a human being, Olam Hazeh, is bechira chofshit. It's the defining characteristic of humanity is that we have free will, we choose, and therefore ze leumat ze asa Elokim, the pasuk says, everything is equal. It's action reaction. It's everything is action reaction. If I bring a, if I do a mitzvah, it creates a reality of tov. It creates a reaction of tov. That's completely relevant to what I did. If I do an avera, it creates a reaction of ra. We just did this last night with a different group, or 2 nights ago. Right? Even the Ramchal there in Perak Gimel, he goes on, in Chelak Aleph Perak Gimel, he goes on and discusses. He describes where death comes from. And very beautifully, it's such a different perspective. That when Adam and Chava sin, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, oh, you sin? I'm going to kill you. Like, that's how we sort of see it in our post, you know, high school minds. Like, we do wrong, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to strike at us. It's like, it doesn't work like that. He explains, no, as a hashkafic reaction to eating the fruit, there was a necessity of bringing about death in order to purify us, in order to receive it. I mean, it's all action reaction. It's all logical. It's all one thing leads to another. There's no randomly HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like rain down punishments on us. This year, so too. Eisha Geinom, where does the fire Geinom come from? It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, ooh, if you mess up, I'm going to down to the fire pits. Like, no. Eisha Geinom, notzeret me'esha ta'ava la'avirab alam hazeh. Where does the koach of the fire in Gehenim come from? All of its strength in Gehenim comes from the fire that burned within me to do aviras in Olam Hazeh. It's all action-reaction. Everything that happens is no more and no less than what I didn't achieve or didn't achieve in this world. Zeu, no more, no less. V'gam ta'anug Olam Haba, and therefore the oneg of Olam Haba. The source of the oneg in Olam Haba that a Jew has, it all comes from fulfilling the mitzvah of the chai bahem, of living by them, v'lo shemu bahem, the az v'chai bahem Olam Haba. If you live the mitzvot in Olam Hazeh, then midah keneged midah, the mitzvot will give you life in Olam Haba. If you had oneg and avodas Hashem in Olam Hazeh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Oneg Olam Haba. If you worked for the Oneg, you deserve the Oneg. If you worked for the life, you deserve the life. Zelumat said, action, reaction. And that brings out then that these two interpretations don't go against each other. They're one thing in their roots. They're dependent upon one each other. If you live in Olam Hazeh, v'chai bahem. If you live by the mitzvot in Olam Hazeh, like the Gemara says, Zochel le'vechai b'hem v'olam haba, then like the Rishonim say, that you'll experience the v'chai b'hem of Olam Haba. Each one is dependent on the other. Top of the next column. V'gisha Torah kan, v'shmartem et chukotai. And the Torah here emphasizes, v'shmartem et chukotai, that you should keep my ordinances, you should keep my laws. D'chukot haynu sheta'amam eino musag. Meaning, why does it specifically focus on chukot? Because a chok is something where we don't know the meaning for it. We don't understand the meaning of a chok. A chok is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that we don't understand the essence of it. The mitzvot she'adam mevin ta'amam yesh li yoter regesh baze. The things where we have a tam for the mitzvah, where we at least have some, on our lowly level, we at least have some understanding of the reason for the mitzvah. It's easier to get into a mitzvah that you understand. It's easy to get excited about a mitzvah that I understand. V'katva Torah she'afilu achukot she'adam eino masig bahem klum elahem kechok avuro. Even the chukot, meaning where a person doesn't understand them at all, but by that person it's a chok. It's just something which I have to do. It doesn't make any sense. But God's Baruch Hu says to do it. V'oseihu rak mishum sezer ratzon Hashem. And the person does it only because, why am I doing it? It's a chok. I don't understand it. So why am I doing it? I'm doing it ach v'rak. Why? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said so. That's my kavana. I can't have any other kavana. I don't know what the mitzvah is for. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, so my kavana is I want to do that which a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants me to do, even though I don't understand. Gam bahem yelo tanuk. Even in that, there's an oneg. Shemi etzem adavar she'oset ritzon Hashem yelo et milo atam v'achiyut. That just because I'm focusing, that in and of itself is a kavana. The kavana of why am I doing this? What's the reason for this mitzvah? Kaddish Baruch Hu said so. And all I want to do is do for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. All I want to do is do what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants me to do. That's the tam, and that's the life of that mitzvah for me. Okay, ma'amar maran, b'val divrei Shmuel, zechutzei adolinu, as the Rebbe says in the divrei Shmuel. Tzahala virina lezecher malchuto. The Pasuk says that there's crying out, and there's joy in the remembrance of his kingship. Mize gufa shiuzi zochen. Lahaskir malchuto, lomar et shem Hashem, baruch ata Hashem, tzarich li itmalei simcha. Beautiful. Tzal avirina lezekar malchuto means, meaning not, in the pshat is again, there's joy in the remembrance of his malchus. No, when you're zocher his malchus, when you remember the malchus of Hashem, meaning when you're zocher, when you mention, zikiras Hashem, when you mention, baruch ata Hashem, elokeinu melech lamar bracha, in every single bracha, I'm zocher malchuto, I get to mention his kingship. I'm filled with joy just that I get to mention his kingship. Just because I get to mention the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lomar et shem Hashem to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Baruch ata Hashem tzarich leitmalei simcha. I need to be full of simcha just that I get to mention his name. Al derech ze kasher Yehudi mekayim mitzvah, when a Jew keeps a mitzvah, ve'ose be'evarav et tachlit v'tzon Hashem, and I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, tzarich shiyehye lo mize simcha v'chiyut v'ta'anu. A Jew needs to have joy and life just from doing the mitzvah itself. Next paragraph. V'al pi ha'amor, nimsa she'omro v'chay bahem, ein mashma'o haftachat schar l'olam haba. Based on what we said, it comes out that v'chay b'hem, it doesn't mean a promise that you're going to get schar in olam haba. Again, Yehudit tzarich la'avod be'emet la'ashem yiparach ka'avadim mishamshim et harav shelo amanat l'kabal pras. Because like we said from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when you serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're supposed to serve with no intention of the reward. You're serving lishma, you're serving just to serve, not for the reward. Ela haschar hu memeila. But the schar comes automatically. Like we said, action, reaction. It's back to literally what we were talking about. It's action, reaction. Again, like we said before, I'm sure that I saw it here first, I'm just remembering what he said. But like, again, if you keep the mitzvah, and you live the mitzvah in Olam Hazeh, then it's an automatic reaction that you're going to live and enjoy that mitzvah in Olam Haba. It's not that chai bahem in Olam Hazeh, so that I'll be able to get time in Olam Haba. It's saying as a natural consequence, just so you know, if you live the mitzvot in Olam Haza, if your whole life is the mitzvot in Olam Haba, in Olam Haza, then midah keneged midah, action, reaction, your life in Olam Haba is going to come from those mitzvot as well. Because everything is action, reaction. Next paragraph. Uvi yetzer biyor, take it to a deeper level. Yesh lavin dinei ita besfar makedoshim. It says in the Sfar Makedoshim, shekol tachlit habriya hi lahaitiv libaro. The whole purpose of creation, hayal leitiv libruav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. We saw in Derech Hashem, right? This part we got even here in Derech Hashem, right? The whole purpose of creation is just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give good to his creations. He wants to give of his goodness. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is is pure tov. Umiderach atov la'ativ, and it's the nature of good to want to give good. This is quoted from the Ramchal. It's the nature of good to want to give. Again, we're talking b'lashon b'nei adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't compelled to do anything, but b'lashon b'nei adam, it's the nature of good to give of its goodness. Ulekach bara atolam. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world la'ativ le'bruav, to give goodness to his creations. V'tachlita atava hi shebasar v'adam anatun bechomer yagia l'ta'anug shel az yinegal Hashem. And the whole goal of this goodness, the end point of this goodness, is that we, flesh and blood, human beings, who are physical beings, will be able to elevate ourselves to a place where we can achieve to enjoy the oneg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu tachlit ha-tov, that's the end point, there is no greater tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest tov there is. And there's no greater tov, therefore, than enjoying, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enjoying the tov that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the reality of Olam Haba. V'kashir yudi over avera, gorem bazesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol eino yachol lehashpialo et hashef elyon begin ki ani Hashem oev mishpat. When a person goes, when a Jew goes and does an avera, it causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, Kiviyachol, he can do whatever he wants. But based on the laws that he set up of how this world works, Kiviyachol, he's not able to give you, he's not able to give such a person to rain down and to share from on high that goodness. Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice. U'kiviyachol gorem tsar lemala. He's Kiviyachol, this person is causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu pain, Kiviyachol. Shemoneya hatachlit shel lehativ b'rav, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he wanted to give good. He created you because he wants to give you good. And when I go and I do an aveira, I'm causing myself to receive less good. And kiviyachol, I'm causing pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the ability to fulfill the purpose of creation itself. Because I'm able to receive less good, and I'm here just to make sure that I receive. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To make sure that I can fill the purpose of creation. What's the purpose of creation? To get as much of the Tov as possible because He wants to give it to me. And when I do an Avera and keep Him, so to speak, from being able to give me that good, so to speak, then I'm causing tzara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Crazy to think like that. We're always so focused when I sin, I'm going to get Gehenna. Stop being so selfish. When you sin, you're hurting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, because you're keeping Him from being able to give you more goodness, which is all that He wants to do. Oh, think about it in a totally different way. Totally more elevated way. Ve'ilu kasher yudi oseh ritzon Hashem. And when a Jew does ritzon Hashem, u'mekayem et ha-mitzvah b'chiyut, and does a mitzvah with life, brings life to the mitzvah, as yored ha-shefa, then the bestowal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come down. V'yachol yitkayem tachlit ratzon Hashem leitiv l'barav. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can then go and fulfill the goal of creation, which is to give goodness to His creations. V'arei she'inyan v'chai bahem le'olam haba inu sachar, again, this concept of v'chai bahem le'olam haba, that meaning live by them in olam haba. It's not about the sachar. It's not about the reward that we're going to get. It's something which comes about automatically. That if you don't, through your averas, withhold that bestowal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashpialo HaKadosh Baruch Hu et tachlit ha-tov b'irtzono, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the ultimate good to you, la'ativ l'barav, to bring it about to His creations. V'al derech zeh yish la'avin, gamash nirtav hayayim shamoa tishmuel mitzvotai asher anochi metzavet chamiyom le'avat Hashem Elokecha ulo'ovdo v'chol v'vachem v'chol nafshechem v'natati mitar tzachem v'gomer. For this we can understand the pasuk from Kriyat Shema, that if you follow my mitzvah, which I command you today, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, and I will give you the reins. Shelech ora gam zetzerich b'yor. This also needs explanation. We're back in Tanis. It all comes together. We're back in Tanis, right? Tzarich Beor. Masha Torah Mavticha Schar Al Kiyum HaMitzvah. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Schar, fulfilling a mitzvah. Uvifrat Shezeh Ne'emar Achar, next page, top of the next page, Pei Gimel. Uvifrat Shezeh Ne'emar Achar Le'ahavat Hashem Elokecha. That it specifically said after to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ule'ovdo, and to serve Him. V'chol Levavachem, V'chol Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart and all your soul. Hainu she'oved la'Hashem Yitbarach b'mesiras nefesh b'madrega al-yona shel ahava u'manav b'in lo'min atatim et ha'aretzachem. It's a famous question in these pesukim. What does it say? You should fulfill all the mitzvos and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and with all of your soul. You know what happens if you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole being? I'll bring you rain. It's like, really? Really? That's it? That's the whole thing? I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, so we're learning Masechet Tanit, so there's a lot more behind that. In Akinami. But on a Pshat level, right, for those who are learning Tanit, like, again, on a Pshat level, what does it mean? So if you give your whole being to Torah and Mitzvot to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give your whole heart and soul to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The answer, the response is rain? Really? What? Oh, rain in his time. That still doesn't answer the question. Come on. Right? So what's going on? Ela Perush Bazeka Amor. How do we understand this? She'ein Zeh Sachar. This is not Sachar. Again, I'm happy that we keyed into this, and then he's really driving it home. It's not about Sachar. Ela Inyan Nimshach Mamela. It's about action and reaction. She'in Tishme'u Lahavat Hashem Elokeichem. That if you follow, if you follow and you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart and your whole soul, as Mamela V'Natati. Then automatically I'm going to give. She's a tachlit ritzonoyi parach lashpiat atov shemiderach atov latif. Meaning it's focusing on the venatati. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart and your whole soul. What's the response? Venatati. Then you're so to speak allowing me to just give and give and give and give to you because that's all I wanted to do. You give me, you put your whole kishkin to avodas Hashem. Then you allow me to then just go and give you everything that I always wanted to give you in the first place. Because it's the goal of Ratzon Hashem is to give this good. It's the nature of good to give good. And therefore be very careful, continues the Pesukim in Kriyat Shema. Pen yiftel levavechem, lest your heart stray. Sha'az va'atzarat ha-shamayim, then the sky will be closed off. Shegormim bazeh atzirat, meaning not on the Pshat level that the sky will be closed off from giving the rain. Then you're closing off the heavens from being able to give you Shefa. You're closing off the heavens to be able to bring the goodness into this world and to bring the goodness to you when you do the Averis. Ukiviyachol od gormim tsar lemal, and even more than that, you're causing pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Shemonea me HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ativ l'barav, you're keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give goodness to His creations. K'mamar Chazal, as I'll say, Shekasher Yisrael b'tsar, Shechina ma'omeret, Kloni miroshi, kloni mizroai. That when Klal Yisrael are in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out, I'm in pain too. As an aside, there a different pshat on that is that what does it mean? More, this is I think the more classic pshat. Why is it that if I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all my heart and all of my soul, that all I get is rain? So the classic pshat is what do we need rain for? We'll get to that in a second. What do we need rain for on a pshat level? Crops in order to eat, in order to live. Meaning, it's not the sachar. If you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your whole life is about keeping mitzvot, and you're putting your whole being into mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the rains, which will bring the crops, meaning you have two choices in life. You're always going to serve. Are you going to spend your life serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are you going to spend your life serving, working, basically serving this world, serving Olam Hazeh, serving your desires in Olam Hazeh, serving Olam Hazeh itself? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you show me that all you want to do is serve, I don't want you to be distracted by your field. I don't want you to be distracted by your crops. I don't want you to be distracted by your parnasa. I don't want you to be distracted by your law firm or by your practice or whatever the thing is that you're doing. I mean, what are Jews but doctors and lawyers? Right? I don't want you to be distracted by those things, right? Meaning I'll give you the rein to make sure that everything's taken care of so you can keep putting all of your kishkas into Torah and mitzvot. That's not the sachar, that's the promise that if you mitzvah gorer mitzvah, that if you do mitzvah, I'll bring you more. On a deeper level, because we are learning Tanit, meaning the rain is the source of everything that we have in Olam Hazeh. And it's itself a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing on us everything that there is, which is very much in line with the Nesilat Shel was saying itself. The source of everything is the rain. The rain comes and brings forth food so we can eat. It brings forth water so we can live. It brings forth all of the... Everything that grows is what provides the raw materials for us to do whatever we need to do in this world. You can't... Meaning it's literally bringing forth life. Which is also really beautiful. V'chai b'hem. Meaning what is v'chai b'hem? In this case then... Meaning if... this is just me free thinking. I apologize for going off the Nesivu Shalom. But if v'chai b'hem, if you live and you really put your whole... You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart and your whole soul. You live through the mitzvos. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring you? Chaim, all life comes from the rain. He's giving you the rain. He's saying, if you're truly living, I'm going to bring you even more life. So you can live even more deeply. Drink the waters. Drink the waters of Torah, drink the waters of Shamayim, and live even more deeply. You bring more and more and more life. The more you bring life, the more I bring life. Then the more you bring life, it's a cycle. The more, it's a yin yang. The more you bring life, the more I bring life. But that's perhaps it's also being brought out there. Last paragraph. Let's finish up. It's getting late. Last paragraph. V'yesh tefaresh bazeh, kavanat ha-mishnah, based on this we can understand the Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah va'avira goreret avira. That one mitzvah leads to the next mitzvah, like we just said. One mitzvah leads to the next mitzvah. Va'avira goreret avira. And one avira lo'alina leads to the next avira. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah v'schar avira avira. Because the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, right? They left out the second half of that in the song. Right? V'schar avira avira. And the schar for an avira is another avira. What does that mean? Mitzvah goreret mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to another, causes another mitzvah. Hainu. Sheyudim ha-mekayim mitzvah ve'oset tachli ritzon Hashem. That a Jew who's mekayim a mitzvah and does the end point of ritzon Hashem. Hareu mekayim bazeh od mitzvah. Oh, it's beautiful things here. By doing a mitzvah, you're not just doing the mitzvah. By doing the mitzvah, you're mekayim another mitzvah on top of that automatically. What does a Kaddish Baruch Hu want to do? He wants to give you Tov. So when I do a mitzvah, what happens? I allow, so to speak, a Kaddish Baruch Hu to bring the Tov down. Meaning, mitzvah, goreret mitzvah. When I do a mitzvah, it brings about another mitzvah of allowing a Kaddish Baruch Hu to give me the Tov he wants to give me. That's another level of mitzvah, goreret mitzvah. V'ilu avira lo alinu goreret avira. And if lo alinu person does an avira, brings about another avira. What does that mean? Shin yudi over avira. If a Jew does an avira, no seif baze gam shigorim tsar lemala machmat tzirat hashefa. It's an avira in that he did the avira, and an avira in that he kilu caused pain to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because he can't bring the shefa down. Shekaddish Baruch Hu rotzeh lashpia v'latei de tovo kiviyachol b'maasav u'kiviyachol maasav monei azot. Then a Kaddish Baruch Hu, all he wants to do is give Tov, and kiviyachol, this person's actions, by doing the Avera, have withheld it. V'zeh perush v'chai b'hem. This is what it means, one layer, one little taste of what it means, v'chai b'hem, to live by them. Shal yedei kiyum ha-mitzvot, that through being mekayim the mitzvot, b'chiyut, with life, kara'oi, properly, yichyeh b'hem l'olam haba, will live through them in olam haba. That automatically will come down the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to his creations. Right? It's a tremendous, tremendous thing to reflect upon. Again, especially guys who are in yeshiva now. Like, basically, unless you have to try to not do mitzvahs here, basically. Right? Meaning you live, sleep, eat, breathe. For most of the year, you weren't allowed to leave. Right? You literally live in the yeshiva. Right? It's like, oh, like you say, oh man, how am I going to get to Shacharis? The answer is roll out of bed and walk down one flight of stairs. Like, I mean, that's the whole thing. Right? How do I get to Shir? Also, roll out of bed and walk down one flight of stairs. Like, it's the same thing. Meaning to recognize the fact that we can, especially here, like, we're surrounded by mitzvahs and avoda. But at the same time, and I think it's one of the challenges, dafka of yeshiva, and you'll see next year that, you know, the Jachim in 2 years, you'll see that it changes. When you have to fight for it, it feels different. One of the avodas here, while you're in yeshiva, is even when everything is in front of you, and all you really have to do is daven and learn. That's basically it, right? The only things you have to do are daven and learn. Is despite the fact that that's what you have to do, and it's in your schedule. Like, okay, so this is my schedule. I go to this shit, then I go to that shit, then I go to mincha, then I go to this shit, then I go to that shit, then I go to marv. Bring life to it. When you walk into shir, not that anybody looks at this, don't walk in and look like you're dead. V'chai b'hem. You should be singing and dancing your way through the door every morning, every afternoon, every night this year. You should be singing and dancing into davening. Don't let it become rote. Don't let it become rote. And when you go on to the next stage of life, those people who are in the next stage of life, when you're in college, to be able to go into, when you're in that next stage, that you're fighting for it. So then two things. One is, there's an inherent sense of like, oh, I'm earning this, so I feel good about it. But you can end up cutting it short, right? There's 100 other things I have to do, and my mind is distracted, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm not focused, and I can't, it's just, life is too overwhelming to really put myself into this. There's no, you have to fight back against it. Whether you're fighting back against the deluge of opportunities for Torah mitzvot, or you're fighting back all of the distractions because you only have limited time and opportunity to learn and to daven and to do mitzvot. In either case, what does it all come down to? No matter what stage of life you're at, the chai b'hem. V'chai b'hem, bring life to them. It doesn't change when you get older than that. Then when you get married and b'ezrat Hashem and have a family, b'ezrat Hashem, and you have kids, and you're like, oh, I just went through a week work and now I'm coming home I want a day off, meaning I want a day off from work and from the kids running around and having 100 things to do with them. No, I just want a day off. No, there's no days off in Judaism. to come home, and then v'chayvim. I know it was an exhausting week. Tonight we're going to go home. Friday night dinner. You're just exhausted, but you get into Shabbos like he was talking about. You sleep this world. You sleep your Olam Haba. That's the way it's going to go. You get into Shabbos, and despite that, you're a woman who's going and lighting candles. You're lighting candles because Vana, you're bringing out Shabbos. You're sitting down at the table. You're singing Shalom Aleichem. You're dancing with the Malachim. You're saying Kiddush V'Mekadesh Shabbat. You sit at the table. What is your table like? Is your table like I've seen? You could do the Shabbos meal mamish in 20 minutes, and you just like you eat a couple. You down the food like whatever. You down the food and you move along and you go. It's like how it's the earliest possible time I can get to bed. No, owning Shabbos. I don't care that I'm tired. It's avoda. This is the world of avoda. Even on Shabbos, how am I ovid on Shabbos? I'm meant to have onik. And to sing zmiros, tell divrei Torah, read little medrash says to the kids, talk to them about what they're learning in school, to get into Shabbos. Remember in Shana Aleph, I don't know if this is true of you guys, I'm sure there must be some guys, there were guys who mamish could sleep for 25 hours straight. They learned that through Shabbos. They would go to sleep right at Halavai, they went to davening. I'm not sure they went to davening, but they went to sleep right when Shabbos started, and they woke up from Malav Malka. I don't know how that's humanly possible. Right? It's like they went into like a coma, right, for like 25 hours straight. Like that's not Shabbos. Did they do it? They by the way, kept every single one of the 39 malachos, but they didn't have a Shabbos. So good, I've got a Shabbos. Yeah, they'll give you a mattress in Olam Haba. You'll get a little. It's not gonna be American. It's gonna give you an Israeli cot in Olam Haba, right? Because that's it. Yeah, that's right. That's it. Game. That's all you're gonna get in Olam Haba. You slept through Olam Haba. Fun. The idea is no come. V'chai b'hem, whatever stage of life we're at, whether we're oversaturated, whether we're fighting for it, whether we're fighting through the challenges of the distractions of life, it doesn't matter. That's the message here. Bring life to the mitzvot and let the mitzvot bring you life. And that's going to be the Olam Haba that we enjoy. There's not something we should be zocha to be able to focus, to be able to be present, to be able to get into the mitzvot, and let the mitzvot get into us, and through that, let the mitzvot take us to Olam Haba, where we enjoy the life that we brought to those mitzvot forever. Bezrat Hashem, may all of us.